Show love and affirmation to your children and say it too. Written by Dr. Jared Stout on thosecatholicmen.com. A large part of our role as parents entails forming the identity and character of our children by giving them the support and security they need. We do this largely by loving them, willing their good, and expressing it in a way that they can understand, and affirming the goodness of their identity as children of the Father. As I continue this reflection, though, I want to make clear that I'm writing as a father who is learning, while often failing, to show my children the love and affirmation they need and deserve. Reading Kent Haruf's Benediction, a novel set in the plains of Colorado, drove this point home to me. The main character, known appropriately as Dad Lewis, had just affirmed and blessed a young girl visiting him on his deathbed. The incident sparked a conversation with his late, middle-aged daughter, Lorraine. "Did you touch me like that when I was little?" He stared at her for a long time. "I don't think so." "Why didn't you?" she asked. "I was too busy. I wasn't paying attention." "No," she said, "you weren't." She lifted his hand to her cheek now. "Forgive me," he whispered. "I missed a lot of things. I could have done better. I always loved you. You never told me that when I was her age. Can you forgive that too?" "Yes, Daddy." "I want to tell you now," he said. She watched him, his watery eyes staring at her. "I loved you," he whispered. "I always did. I approved of you completely. I do today." She kissed his hand and put it back on his chest and leaned far over and kissed him on his cracked lips. "Thank you, Daddy. I feel the same way. I hope you know that." A good friend told me that her dad never told her that he loved her growing up, and only said so recently now that she is middle-aged. We can take words for granted, and of course, they have to be backed up by action. But we do need to tell our kids that we love them. It's crucial for their identity and coming to know the love of God the Father. It strikes me that the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, a catechetical program for children, took this name due to the fact that young children gravitated to the story and image of Jesus as a shepherd. One of the developers of CGS, Sophia Cavaletti, describes the child's response to the parable. "So the sheep are safe and peaceful with their good shepherd. They know there is someone to protect them even in danger." One girl further remarked, "The good shepherd is like my mother." In the child's mind, the love and protection of the parent relates to their need to feel protection and love in their family and from God. The Thomistic psychologist Conard Bars spent a lifetime pointing out what happens when children do not receive love and affirmation from their parents. They themselves become incapable to giving this love and affirmation to others. Bars speaks of how a child cannot come to feel his own goodness, worth, and lovableness because those significant persons in his life were not present to him with the full attention of their whole being. Our love helps our children to feel that they are good, worthwhile, and lovable. Genuine affirmation reaches into the core of the person so that they know they are worthy of receiving love. This is our job as parents, and we can't wait until it's too late to let our kids know our love and to feel our affirmation. It's crucial for their emotional and spiritual growth, and, like Dad Lewis, it's never too late to start. 5 years ago, a priest and a few seminarians started a passion project. Out of a desire to share the masculine formation they received in the seminary with other thirsting Catholic men looking for a direction. This became known as thosecatholicmen.com. From the beginning, we've been encouraged to publish printed books. Finally, we're doing it. Subscribe to Those Catholic Men's quarterly reader with a monthly donation to our nonprofit of $10 or more. Each quarter, you'll receive our very best articles, and never before release longer essays from our authors. Make your donation by clicking subscribe in the top right-hand corner of the site, join the mission of Those Catholic Men in a meaningful way, and get your quarterly reader. We are proudly not-for-profit and gratefully supported by donations large and small. Thanks for listening along with us today.